Hey, you starting to come to? Hey, easy. Easy, cutie. Your head is going to be feeling a little foggy. I know, you're very confused right now, but don't speak. Just listen. This is very important. I need you to tell me where the other supply caches are. Focus, cutie, don't get distracted. The supply caches. I know you know where they are. The Rebellion has to have more than just that little storehouse of goods. Where are the rest of the supplies? I suppose it was foolish to think you wouldn't notice the ropes restraining you to this chair. I just couldn't risk not tying you up after you got the better of me last night. This is me doing the only thing I can think of to save you. There's really no point in struggling. Even if you managed to break free, what would you do? Where would you go? Do you even know where you are right now? I'm really, really sorry about this, sweetheart. But I think we both knew this day would come. You had to have known you'd eventually be betrayed. The Rebellion was far too undisciplined. Too many careless mistakes and slip-ups. I mean, if you let someone like me into your ranks, what was to stop someone even more dangerous from infiltrating? I know. You trusted me. And I want you to know that meant something to me. To have so much faith in someone you had never met. It was that genuine kindness of yours that I couldn't help but find so insufferably charming about you, right from the start. That idiotic, foolish kindness. You've always been so good to me. Too good to me. I know I don't have the right to say this, but you truly became the closest thing to a friend I've ever known. I don't expect you to believe me, but you always gave me nothing but honesty, and I feel I at least owe you the same. You know, when you first found me, when you rescued me from that cold Imperial cell, I had long been broken and brought into the Empire's ranks. They knew your group was planning to break in and free those prisoners. I had what they called a sympathetic face. So I was sent there to be rescued. To join the rebels, to take you down from the inside. But you made me start to remember what hope felt like again. You really saved me that day. Just not in the way you intended. I thought I'd lost all desire for happiness, for a fulfilling life. But these past few months I've spent by your side, I've never been more happy. I owe you everything. I'm forever in your debt. Which is why I can't let you go through with this. I need to save you from yourself. Flora's plan is reckless and it won't work. Does she honestly think this little ragtag group of rebels has any chance of defeating the Empire? The Empire! Our friends are fools! Flora and her lackeys let their anger against the Empire cloud their judgment. And they take advantage of your good nature. You've been forced to shoulder far too many of their burdens, and how dare they force you to bear their naive hopes while filling your head with nothing but empty promises. Empty promises which mean nothing in the face of the Empire's Inquisitors. You have no idea what it's like. The torture, the way they strip you of your humanity, get into your head, make you say and do things you'd never thought you were capable of just to get it to stop. I know you're strong, but you can't take it. Not that. I couldn't bear to see you broken by their hands. Not that I'd ever get to see you again anyway if you were captured. Fight back? All she's gonna do is get everyone, every single one of our friends killed! You're right. Your friends. Not mine. I don't deserve to call them friends anymore after what I've done. I'm afraid it's already been done. The Capitol enforcers are rounding up most of the rebellion as we speak. And the ones that got away. Well, that's why I need you to tell me the location of the supply caches. We'll be able to cut the rest of them off from regrouping. I am trying to save your life! Save everyone's lives! There's still a chance to save them if we stop things from getting out of hand. And if I can get you to cooperate, then you'll be released into my custody. We can be together. Don't you understand? It's nothing more than suicide. By turning everyone over, at least they won't be slaughtered like every other rebellion the Empire has crushed. And at least a life in prison is still a life! Honestly, could there be anything more foolish than throwing away the rest of the time you have in this world for something as meaningless as pride? For what it's worth, any doubts I had about betraying you disappeared the moment the other rebels were captured. Do you even realize how many of them betrayed you too? You sweet, naive man. Of course they broke. It's not their fault. It's not possible to withstand the torture they endured for long. You either sell out your comrades, or you yourself break. But I can't let that happen to you. I won't. Letting you go isn't an option. I have no doubts that you would return to the rebellion the minute you escape from here and lose your life just as quickly. That's why I've taken these precautions. I need to keep you safe. To keep you out of the way. I'm really sorry to do this to you. It hurts me to see you like this. You look like I did when you first found me. Arms and legs bound, trapped in a cell, with not a glimmer of hope. But this time, I can save you. Not in the way that you want, but in the way that you need. I am not going to let you throw your life away. Oh, sweetheart. Don't plead like that. Please. It breaks my heart. I don't expect your forgiveness. You can even hate me, that's fine. As long as you're safe, that's all that matters. But if you're going to hate me anyway, we might as well have some fun. You will tell me what I need to know. But there's no reason your interrogation can't still be enjoyable. What do you think? A little encore of last night sounds like a good place to start, doesn't it? Don't be like that. You were enjoying yourself plenty when my lips were on your neck before. Close your eyes. Just imagine we can turn back the clock. Imagine things were the same as they were last night, when I pleaded with you to run away with me. You wouldn't listen. So perhaps this time you'll finally make the right decision. Oh, poor cutie. Your body betrays your words. stubbornly refusing to cooperate, while your companion down here seems all too eager to give me what I need. But if you insist on playing games, I'll oblige you. You think yourself strong. You think yourself resilient. Let's see how well you hold up to me. This little mark on your neck from last night, it looks good on you. I think you could use some more. Was that a whimper I heard? No. You're trying so hard to keep your urges in line. How much do you imagine the body can take before the mind gives in? I think you're all too familiar with how good I can make you feel. Or perhaps you need a reminder. Your cock certainly remembers. Do you feel how much you're throbbing in my hand? I wish so badly that we could have had more time together like this. Back when we could still pretend like we were just comrades in arms. But we both still want the same thing. I want you. And I think you want me too. Do your best to struggle for me. Try to keep your composure. The more energy you focus on keeping in your moans, the less you'll have to keep in those secrets. Last night, you interrupted me before I could really show you what I can do with my mouth. But since you're tied up, it looks like you're at my mercy, aren't you? Let's see. If I remember from before, you have a sensitive spot right here. So cute. You're trying so hard to pretend like this doesn't feel good. But we both know better than that, don't we? Even need you to tell me anything right now. I just want to use this time to play with you a little bit more. So why not let go for a bit? Won't you just give in for the moment and let yourself feel good? Driving you crazy. I could tell last night you weren't used to having a woman of my skills pleasuring you with her mouth. I'm sure you've been with plenty of women, but you've never been with a woman like me. This is just one of the many ways I'm practiced at extracting information. But between you and me, I only use this method on cuties like you. I'm sure that last night wasn't nearly enough to sate you. You've gone far too long without an intimate touch, always so focused on your work. Isn't it nice to just let go of all your responsibilities? To not have to worry about a thing, but how good you're feeling? And you so deserve to feel good. I can tell you're getting close. You're even starting to pant a little bit. It's really adorable seeing that expression on a cutie like you. Come on. Give in. Come for me, sweetheart. Let it out into my mouth. I want to taste it. Give it to me. That's it, cutie. Isn't this what you were saying you wanted last night? Just the two of us? It's not too late. We can be together. We can run away from it all together. But first, I need you to tell me where the rebels are regrouping. Still being stubborn. Well, I suppose I'll need to take things up a notch. Something the matter? I'm just getting more comfortable is all. You saw plenty of my body last night, so what's with that look in your eyes now? Personally, I think having you tied up like this makes it even hotter. Come on, cutie. Relax for me. All I want to do is show you what you've been missing out on. What you could have more of if you just cooperate a little. Look who's getting hard again. Don't pretend like you aren't starting to come around to the idea. How much more can you take? Those whimpers alone from just me grinding against your cock with my bare pussy. I can tell you're trying hard to put up a fight. You always were resilient. But please, sweetheart, don't make me break you. Just give in for me. Fuck yes. You feel that? Feel how soft and wet my pussy is teasing your cockhead? feel how my fingers grip the back of your neck as I slide down on top of you. You feel so good against me. There's just one more thing I need you to do for me, cutie. I'm just gonna grab your chin and gently tilt your head back. Now, open your mouth for me, cutie. Say, ah. No, if you're gonna be stubborn about it. Ah. There we go. That moan sure parted your lips nice and wide. Shh, shh, shh. No. Don't fight it. Swallow. That's it. Good. Relax, cutie. It's just a little drug that I found useful for making you more talkative. Call it a truth serum, or call it the key to our happily ever after. It's just a matter of time now before you spill all your secrets. So in the meantime, let's just enjoy ourselves, shall we, cutie? Good. That's it. You're throbbing so much as I slide you into me. It's only been a night, but it feels so good to be full of you again. Don't worry about a thing, cutie. Just focus on feeling good. That's all I want. Oh, fuck. I just want you to feel good. To be happy. Oh, please. Give in for me. The sooner you start talking, the sooner this can all be over. Oh, and we can start fresh. A new life. Oh, a good life. Together. Don't you want that? Oh, good. You're starting to be honest with me. Oh, come here, cutie. Look at me. Look me in the eyes. Don't try to look away. Oh, I've got your face in my hands. Look at me. Right up here. The supply cases. Where are they? Eyes, cutie. No acting stubborn. I know you can't hold out forever. Tell me what I need to know. Don't say that. That isn't what I meant. Please don't say that. You don't love me. Not after what I've done. What I'm doing. Yes. It is too late. And saying that is only gonna make this harder for both of us. So please. I of course I love you, but I don't deserve to say it. No. Don't think you can change the subject. I can see that look in your eyes. You're close to giving in. So my resolve is firm. You're giving me what I want. Fuck. Come on. That's it. Buck your hips into me. Your body knows what it needs, even if you don't. So I'm not going to stop until you spill your information. then spill your seed. You're not gonna hold out for much longer, are you, cutie? Look at me. Look at me. If you love me, if you truly love me, then please, let me save you. Tell me where they are. Come on, cutie. You're so close. Say it and then you can come for me. Let it all out. Let everything out for me. Everyone breaks. Even you. But I promise, it's over now. You can rest now, knowing that you did your very best. Don't try to speak anymore. Rest, cutie. You've said enough. The side effects of the drug can be quite draining, so just catch your breath for now. I know you won't believe me, but this truly was for your own good. Sweetheart, don't say that. You're confused. You don't still love me. That's just the drugs talking. You've gone through a lot. You don't know what you're saying. You can't possibly still mean that after what I just... Listen, I'll need to keep you here for a bit longer while I go take care of some things. I'll be back for you. I promise. This is the last time I'll ever put you through something like this. From here on out, I'll do right by you. And for what it's worth, I love you too.